Version in Bed heette dit. 1975, Wattie Burnett. Ja, wat je hoorde was eigenlijk drie dubs van Lee Scratch Perry in de Black Ark opgenomen. Terwijl Wattie Burnett voor de sessie heeft betaald. Dus die staat als producer op het label. En je hoort aan die laatste kan je horen dat het ook Riverbank is. Dat nummer van Eric Fish Clark. Dat we al lang hebben gehad hier bij Patapoo Action. Maar leuk genoeg heeft Wattie Burnett nog drie versies van dezelfde ritme laten uitkomen. Dus Karate Bump was de eerste. En Is Him, dat was de tweede. Daar is ook nog een versie van die we nog niet hebben. Dus uiteindelijk, als je meerekent wat ik nog niet heb teruggevonden, zijn er nog zeker drie versies van deze dub gaande ergens. Dus die, als het mee zit, komt dat ook nog een keer. Dus drie Lee Perry dubs uit 1975. Hoe mooi wil je het eigenlijk hebben? Dus zo mooi. Het is nog even achter elkaar. Karate Bump, Is Him en Version in Bed. Allemaal 1975. Dan weer King Burnett, dan weer Wattie Burnett. Van alles. En daarvoor zat nog 4712, 4712, The Stallion, 1981. Met hun zelfgemaakte experimentele popmuziek. Je bent vlug en we gaan ook vlug. En je luistert naar Patapoo Action. Vlug naar vlugge muziek, punkmuziek, hoe klinkt dat ook alweer? Je had op Funen, is een eiland, hè? Dat is van Denemarken. En Denemarken, Zweden is een legendarisch met al die Zweedse hardcore bands. Maar Denemarken is toch anders. Terwijl de bands die er zijn, zijn er ook wel vaak weer heel goed. Zoals de Razorblades op het eiland Funen. Een van de twee bands, de andere was Flere Deux de Panzers. Hadden een split ook gemaakt in 1983. En nu is dit van hun EP'tje uit 84. Precipice. Ik kan het dus niet vertalen. Precipice. Wat is dat in het Nederlands? Ja, dat is precipice. Nou ja, Razorblade. Dat komt nu uit Denemarken. Ja, het is ook iets met eerst langzaam dan snel. Maar de algehele losheid en ook halve rommelpunk. Of hoe zeg je dat? Dus ze zijn punk, het kan ons ook niet schelen. Maar toch wel die energie en alles. Dus luister goed. De Razorblades, Precipice, 1984, Patapoo Action.
Here at the Air Force Test Center, we employ over 18,000 professionals. Our airmen, civilians, and contractors serve across 34 geographic locations and form the foundation of the test enterprise, which is strengthened by their diverse backgrounds and talents. I've been stationed all over the world while serving our country, and even though I'm new to the test enterprise, I can assure you the Air Force Test Center mission is one of a kind and vital to our national defense. Our airmen and civil servants are constantly executing tests to push the boundaries of airspace and cyber, to deliver new technologies and war-winning capabilities, just like the early pioneers of aerospace. This is where we accelerate change and innovation. This is TEST.
Thank you.
The Marseille Contract is een film uit 1974. Roy Budd deed de muziek en dit was M14. Dus afdeling 14, stukje 14. Van de opgeduikelde filmscore die nog ergens lag, weet ik wat. Het is op een gegeven moment dus uitgebracht. En allemaal prachtig spannende muziek. Ook vaak al eerder geweest hier bij Patapoe Action. Daarvoor 412 Test Wing Advancing Technologies and Weapon System. Dat is de 412e Squadron is het dan. Want het is de luchtmacht van Amerika. De testvleugel. Dus waar alles wordt getest voor. En dat is cyber en vliegenomics, weet ik veel. Het is een onderzoeksinstituut waar 18.000 mensen werken aan moordsystemen. Daarvoor de Razorblades, Precipice. Intussen zijn we erachter gekomen wat het is. Het is een uitstekende rotspunt, overhangende rotspunt, of ook het ervan afdonderen. Of een eindpunt, zeg je, zo'n soort cruciaal kantelpunt, afdonder, laserpunt. Goed, de Razorblades, 1984. En je voelt je goed. We gaan nu even naar Bolivia. Las Florecitas de Misque. Die doen soms samen met Los Warmisuras de Pojo. En ook nu weer hebben we als eerder van gehad. Maar niet deze. Dit is het nummer Lindos Carrasqueños. En de melodie die hebben we wel vaak gehad. Dat is echt zo'n vaste melodie waar Florecitas de Misque zich altijd mee uitdrukken. En Los Warmisuras de Pogo ken ik eigenlijk alleen maar samen met hun. Dus misschien moet ik die eens los researchen. Dat komt dan later. Maar nu wil ik graag laten horen uit 2017. Lindos Carrasqueños. Bolivia. Las Florecitas de Misque y Los Warmisuras de Pogo. Patapoe Action.
Emilias, Rakuzapanas, Santa y Gachamundo.
Cochino Cana.
Unang Korea mas kenta.
Hama kaita.
Quería casarme con una misqueña. Quería casarme con una misqueña. Pero me pillaron con la colomeña. Pero me pillaron con la colomeña. En cada batalla siempre estás presente.
Señor presidente, orgullo por siempre. Señor presidente, orgullo por siempre. Hasta el año le coca presente. Hasta el año le coca presente.
Arriba ribeños, abajo abajeños. Arriba ribeños, abajo abajeños. Vamos adelante, lindos carrasqueños. Vamos adelante, lindos carrasqueños.
Para ti, Bernal.
Y para la juventud de Pojo, con cariño. Cachapareñitas, patapolleritas,
pollitas, pata polleritas, tu canderaquina, epi cinturitas, tu canderaquina, epi cinturitas.
Chicos Veneno, para las chicas Yuhu Yuhu.
Nachricht aus dem Herzen der Frauenrevolution von Women Defend Rojava.
Liebe Freundinnen, die Zukunft der YPG. Die Diskussionen über die Zukunft der Frauenschutzeinheiten YPG wurden fortgesetzt. Diskutiert wird der Vorschlag, die YPG als spezialisierte Antiterroreinheiten unter Beibehaltung ihrer Autonomie an das syrische Innenministerium anzubinden. Diese Gespräche dauern weiterhin an und es wurde noch keine endgültige Entscheidung getroffen. Die YPG hatte in einer offiziellen Erklärung ihre Bereitschaft zur Diskussion über diesen Vorschlag deutlich gemacht und betonte, wie wichtig es ist, ihren durch jahrelangen Kampf errungenen besonderen Status, ihre Rolle und ihre Position zu bewahren. Für das Recht auf Bildung in der Muttersprache. In dieser Woche gab es in Rojava zahlreiche Reaktionen auf die Entscheidung des syrischen Bildungsministeriums, den Unterricht in kurdischer Sprache auf 3 bis 4 Unterrichtsstunden pro Woche zu beschränken. Entsprechend einer Erklärung der Übergangsregierung wird die kurdische Sprache zwar als offizielle Sprache anerkannt, allgemeiner Schulunterricht soll allerdings nur in arabischer Sprache stattfinden. Einige Studiengänge werden vermutlich wahlweise in kurdischer Sprache möglich bleiben. SchülerInnen und Studierende sowie AnwohnerInnen und Frauenorganisationen gaben Erklärungen ab und organisierten Proteste, in denen sie betonten, dass Kurdisch nicht nur ein Schulfach sei, sondern eine grundlegende Sprache der Bildung und des Wissens sowie ein wesentlicher Bestandteil der gesellschaftlichen Identität. SchülerInnen und Universitäten warnten davor, dass eine Änderung der Unterrichtssprache nach jahrelangem Unterricht auf Kurdisch die schulischen Leistungen und die psychische Stabilität der SchülerInnen beeinträchtigen und gleichzeitig Kurdisch als Sprache der Wissenschaft und des Wissens schwächen könnte. Frauenorganisationen betonten zudem die Notwendigkeit, das Recht der Kinder auf Bildung in ihrer Muttersprache zu gewährleisten und forderten, dieses Recht verfassungsrechtlich und gesetzlich zu schützen. Sie hoben hervor, dass der Aufbau eines demokratischen, pluralistischen Syriens auf Gleichberechtigung und Respekt für die verschiedenen Sprachen und Identitäten des Landes beruhen müsse. In diesem Kontext setzten die Kinder in Kobane auch ihr 9. Kinderfest, bei dem sie musikalische, theatralische und künstlerische Darbietungen auf Kurdisch präsentierten. Sie betonten, dass die Bewahrung ihrer Sprache und Kultur ein Grundrecht sei und dass die Verbindung der Kinder zu ihrer Muttersprache und Kultur für die Gestaltung ihrer Identität und Zukunft unerlässlich sei. Anhaltende Bemühungen um die Rückkehr von Vertriebenen. Auch das Thema der Rückkehr von Vertriebenen stand diese Woche weiterhin im Mittelpunkt. In Aleppo fand ein breit angelegtes Treffen statt, um die Arbeit des Integrationsausschusses und die Pläne für die Rückkehr von Vertriebenen in ihre Städte und Dörfer zu erörtern. Bei dem Treffen wurden sicherheitsrelevante, administrative und versorgungsbezogene Vorkehrungen behandelt, die zur Erleichterung ihrer Rückkehr erforderlich sind, wobei die Bedeutung der Koordination zwischen den zuständigen Behörden zur Gewährleistung sicherer und stabiler Bedingungen hervorgehoben wurde. In Bezug auf Serdekanie betonten vertriebene Frauen, dass die Rückkehr in ihre Häuser ein Grundrecht sei, auf das sie nicht verzichten würden. Sie hoben jedoch hervor, dass die Rückkehr unter sicheren und stabilen Bedingungen erfolgen müsse, einhergehend mit der Instandsetzung von Häusern, der Wiedereröffnung von Straßen und Schulen sowie der Bereitstellung der grundlegenden Lebensgrundlagen. Geld- und Ölpolitik und Auswirkungen auf die Lebensbedingungen der Bevölkerung. Während die autonome Selbstverwaltung bis zuletzt insbesondere die Produktion von Brot sowie die Stromversorgung der Bevölkerung durch reduzierte Preise und vorrangige Versorgung förderte, hat die Übergangsregierung diese vorrangige Versorgung in der Region Hesseke eingestellt. Grund dafür sind die Aufhebung spezieller Preise für den Dienstleistungssektor, ebenso wie eine schlecht organisierte Währungsumstellung in der Region. Als Folge davon wurden in den letzten Tagen Bäckereien ebenso wie Generatoren nicht mehr mit Diesel beliefert. In Chamischlo wurde ebenso die Versorgung mit Mehl eingestellt. Viele Haushalte blieben ohne Brot und Elektrizität. Auch die Wasserversorgung sowie die Müllabfuhr sind von den steigenden Dieselpreisen und der fehlenden Versorgung betroffen und können ihre Dienstleistungen nur noch eingeschränkt anbieten. Insbesondere in der Stadt Hesseke, die immer noch abhängig ist von der Versorgung mit Wasser über Wassertankwägen, hat dies weitreichende Auswirkungen auf die Lebensbedingungen und Gesundheit der Bevölkerung. Neben Protesten suchen Bevölkerung und Institutionen nach Lösungen für die anhaltende Krise. In Chamischlo fand dazu ein Treffen mit Vertretern aus Verwaltung, Dienstleistung, Gesellschaft und Wirtschaft statt, um gemeinsam an einem Plan zur Verbesserung der Versorgungs- und Wirtschaftslage der Region zu arbeiten. Damit senden wir euch revolutionäre Grüße aus Rojava.
Und so sicher, wie morgen die Sonne aufgeht, so sicher wird diese Revolution siegen. Jin, Jian, Azadi!
Episode 481 of the Anarchist News Podcast, a digest and/or conversations on anarchist activity, ideas, and comments from the previous week on anarchistnews.org. This is for the week of August 22nd through August 28th, 2026. Note, noblogs.org sites are back up. Get them while you can. What's new this week? Dispatch from the emerging border wall blockade camp, Lochiel, Arizona, from Saguaros and Sabotage. Last week, we heard about an action against Fisher Industries at their office. Now we get more background information about the site that they are denuding in order to expand the border wall. Quote, "A lone tree sitter appeared in this tree, now affectionately referred to as Grandmother. Since then, a platform has gone up and a base camp formed just a few feet to the north of the tree on some private property of a supportive rancher. Dozens of people in the surrounding area have mobilized to maintain the camp and the tree sit, many of them becoming trained climbers themselves," unquote. If you're in the area, check it out. Maybe bring some snacks and water for the sitters. Fisher also apparently has operations in various other places, like Big Bend, Texas. Organization is encouraged.
Claiming responsibility for bar engineering attack in Duluth, Minnesota, from Anon. Quote, "Bar engineering is another thin coat of green on some of the most egregiously greenwashed corporations like Enbridge and Rio Tinto. If co-signing this destruction wasn't bad enough, they also suck at their jobs. They made frackouts worse and covered breach aquifers in concrete throughout Enbridge's Line 3 project and will continue to elaborate on the damage of the Line 5 project Enbridge is currently doing in Wisconsin and Michigan," unquote. Note, offices are flammable and hammerable, apparently.
Banner drop in solidarity with Juan Alise de Vega from Dark Knights. A very ill man imprisoned for two bank expropriations and a death is supported by a banner drop. The expropriations are defended here, but no mention of what happened with the death. A choice I find a little curious, but okay.
Announcing Wolfie Landstriker's Dancing into Oblivion, Poetic Explorations of Dying, from Distinctively Dionysian by Fiona. The announcement of a new book of poetry by the ever-poetic Fiona. Quote, "In Dancing into Oblivion, Poetic Explorations of Dying, Wolfie carries this much further than an argument could. This is a book about dying written by someone who refuses to grant death the metaphysical grandeur usually given to it, who takes away its crown, sa grande cérémonie, and asks what is actually there. Across 90 pages of poems, death becomes dissolution, movement, appetite, decomposition, disappearance, laughter, eroticism, sorrow, earth,
ocean, and oblivion.
The self appears intensely and unapologetically as mine, yet never as something fixed or eternal. Wolfie's individual is a momentary constellation, a specific flow of elements, ravenous for experience precisely because it will end. Unquote. Nice to hear that Wolfie has friends around at a time that can be quite lonely.
At Anarchist Bookstore, news of NYC socialist leader's 1.5 million home met with shrug. From Gothamist by Elizabeth Kim. A nothing burger of a story. I don't know why I started calling things nothing burgers. It fills a distinct niche in my word ecosystem. Who knew? About a non-anarchist group not being judgmental about a member of their political party having relative generational privilege. I mean, does speak to a question about how and when we gauge each other's practice versus palaver, but every dumb media story can have significance if we care to find it. Yes, I use the word palaver. Moving on.
And nothing burger.
Oh.
Very similar. Portland anarchists play camera destruction bingo. From Street Roots by Henry Brannan. Street Roots is, quote, a weekly investigative newspaper sold by people experiencing homelessness and poverty to earn an income, unquote. This sympathetic article reports on recent shenanigans and the photos thereof, quote, we found that it took us less than 30 seconds to climb the tower and smash all of the cameras, destroy the solar panels and write a message and slash the tires of the trailer, the anonymous post continued. We got our inspiration for climbing the tower from another communique, unquote. Many links provided for those who have been hiding from all the increased surveillance and monitoring.
The Anarchist Info Shop from Malatesta's Substack at anarchistgroup.substack.com. So-called Malatesta is working on a book about anarchist activity and projects, apparently. This talk with someone who works at an anarchist social center in Bristol is a, quote, case study, unquote, on working at an info shop, and it will be in that book. Quote, plenty of people who are anarchists at heart but don't know about anarchism are waiting for you to set up an info shop and radicalize them. I see info shops as a way to reach individual people and talk to them about anarchism, and also as part of movement building. As anarchists, we don't want to rent billboards or buy advertising space, but we must reach people somehow. So yeah, please consider starting your very own friendly local anarchist info shop, unquote. Benign. Maybe.
Project A, a documentary about anarchist projects today, from autonomies.org. Okay, this week's unannounced theme is projects that are 101 friendly, for real. This introduces and sort of reviews a documentary in German about anarchist projects in various places in Europe, from a refugee center in Exarchia to protests against nuclear energy in Germany to Spanish anarcho-syndicalists having a big office, etc. Quote, this isn't a documentary for seasoned activists, but rather a way to introduce anarchist ideas to people completely unfamiliar with them. For this reason, it can sometimes feel a bit simplistic, and we would have liked to see a deeper exploration of the debates within anarchism, or the inclusion of other organizations with a longer anarchist tradition, albeit smaller than the CGT, such as the CNT. Nevertheless, it remains interesting to hear the activists who share their vision of an existence independent of the state and its structures, based on equal rights and with the goal of a solidarity-based and community-oriented economy, unquote. There's a link to the documentary on collectiva.media if you understand the languages or just want to see the projects. Pretty, pretty anarchist projects.
Black Powder Poetry, a collection of poems written by Flowerbomb from Warzone Distro. So, how do people get better at things and continue producing things so that they can learn and also contribute to stuff they care about? How do we nurture folks? Is the only nurturing we know how to do the nurturing of tougher skin? How do we talk about things we appreciate with sounding, maybe mostly to ourselves, like the posy assholes we want nothing to do with? Maybe that's just me. Anyway, y'all know I'm not a poetry person, but I absolutely support finding ways to express ourselves in less linear, less expository, more other ways. So you go, Flowerbomb, and all you other weirdo folks who may be even more shy.
The role of insurrectionary anarchism in contemporary hacktivism. From anarchoguac.substack.com, an old article by Anarcho Guok that, on the way to talking about the interaction between internet libertarians and anarchists, gives some history of anarchist thought beyond the Enlightenment stage most are at least somewhat familiar with, and cross-culturally. Not a 101, but certainly 101-friendly. Plenty of interesting stuff here. Quote, "Perhaps the best way to differentiate between hacker groups outside of their motivations is to investigate their strategy. Ultimately, what is the difference between anarchist sabotage and digital sabotage? Our answers may lie in the overall relationship between violence, authority, and organization as it deals with the individual and or the group. Anarchist sabotage, ideally by definition, pays no allegiance to a nation-state if it is adhering to itself. In other words, the definitions and interpretations of anarchism themselves are the motivation for those who act within it, not an exterior relationship with one's own country or even personal motivations. This provides us with an analytical framework to investigate an anarchist hacker's mind and not a moralistic one. If a hacker collective coordinates with the national military or smears the enemy sites with patriotic rhetoric, its actions are less anti-authoritarian resistance and more a form of digital warfare." Unquote. Well worth reading. If you're not sure, start with a conclusion and see what you think. That was The Role of Insurrectionary Anarchism in Contemporary Hacktivism.
Responsibility Taken for Sabotage 6 at an ATM of Optima Bank in Athens from Act for Freedom Now. Kind of a deep dive into an oligarchic Greek family, the Vardanoyanises. Quote, "In the war, the Vardanoyanis group's involvement is mainly through Motor Oil, one of the largest groups of companies in the oil refining sector in the Balkans. Their fuels are distributed to war bases around the world. This fuel is supplied to 43 U.S. military bases, including Sauda and Crete. They use it to fuel military installations and vehicles, fighter jets, transports, and aircraft carriers. From 2005 to 2025, Motor Oil has been awarded contracts worth $6.7 billion by the U.S. Department of War, while it is the third largest supplier of fuel to the U.S. military in the world." Unquote. So, quote, "Thus, in the last 2 weeks, we proceeded to sabotage six Optima Bank ATMs in Pagrati, Neosikiko, Agia Paraskevi, Peristeri, Nea Smyrni, and Vas Sofias by destroying the card slots of the machines. The method and materials used are simple, as by only using a strong glue and a phone card, or any other card, the ATM is blocked, and even for a short period of time, the operation of the bank is disrupted, and minimal damage is caused in a safe and fast way." Unquote.
List of the six anarchist comrades for persecuted for expropriation from Act for Freedom Now. List of six imprisoned for bank action with a very short description of their case. Addresses are given in Greek, so not sure if that implies that you need to write them in Greek as well. Anyway, write an anarchist prisoner today.
Solidarity with Johan Sinea, anarchist imprisoned by the Colombian state, from sub.media. New far-right government is restricting food supplies, causing serious health problems to those imprisoned for protests. Quote, "This year, to mark the International Week of Solidarity with Anarchist Prisoners, we are issuing a call to help bring some relief to Johan and his comrades by chipping in so that they can have dignified access to water and food." Unquote. This post includes a link to a short video of Johan speaking directly to us. There is also a link to donate.
The sovereign self and distinctively Dionysian. What's better than one individualist? Two. From Distinctively Dionysian by Fiona. Bacchus Editions has been on a roll. This is the third announcement in 2 weeks, and a fourth one is upcoming. Anyway, this is about the periodical Sovereign Self, an individualist paper that came out in the aughts, the tens, time is a construct. Anyway, they're including all the original pieces, as well as new writing from some of the original authors. I know for a fact not all of them. That would maybe be too much to ask. There will be one version in English and one in French. Sweet.
United States sanctions Autistici Inventati for supporting far-left terrorism from CryptoBriefing.com by the editorial team. The first of three stories this week about this move by the feds that will directly impact readers and listeners of this site. Autistici Inventati runs noblogs.org, which has come to be the main server for lots of radical content. It's now shut down, no longer, note. Unclear exactly who did that, or why, or how long it will be down, or, note, when again it will be down, but this week features stories that might be the last ones from these sites. Quote, the designation effectively cuts A/I Collective off from the U.S. financial system. All transactions with the group are now prohibited under U.S. jurisdiction, and any assets it holds within reach of American authorities are subject to immediate freezing, unquote. This is a mainstream brief that gives the decision, a short history of the organization, and remarks that the decision makes no mention of cryptocurrency assets or digital financial tools.
The server called Paranoia. Defend Autistici / Inventati before 9:25 from sabatmedia.noblogs.org. This is an informative, detailed, and personable account of the history and current situation of Autistici Inventati and what is expected to happen on 9:25 when sanctions go into effect, including a list of potential losses. Quote, that is one reason this otherwise inexplicable move may be useful to the state, even if A/I remains online. Earlier attacks tried to reach the collective through particular machines, mailboxes, and providers. A/I answered by distributing its systems, encrypting its disks, and retaining less information. Those practices made conventional seizure and surveillance less productive. Sanctions attack a different layer, the relationships that allow infrastructure to exist. Rather than breaking the encryption, the government can pressure banks, registrars, data centers, software companies, and users to isolate the people operating it. Rather than prove in court that each user committed an offense, it can make continued contact costly and legally uncertain, unquote. There are concrete solutions for how to support... Mm-hmm. No? I said solutions.
You did.
That's not the... That's
that would
not,
be awesome, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe I've got them and no one else...
Woo!
There are concrete suggestions for how to support this group and the connections that it provided. Quote, do not leave the targeted to stand alone. The first server was called Paranoia. The network it created was called Solidarity. Unquote.
U.S. government designates host of noblogs.org a global terrorist from CrimeThink. For those who are U.S. biased and or won't read the longer, better piece posted above. Quote, building on the social media bans of the preceding years, the terrorist designation of Autistici Inventati is an effort to suppress dissident media and a significant step toward state repression on the basis of ideology alone. This will not stop with anarchist projects, but will eventually extend across the political spectrum to everyone who does not fall in line with the administration, unless the administration is removed from power. The danger to all will increase until that occurs. Unquote.
Generative AI isn't your friend. From rattle.me. Zeke seems to be doing some solid 101 work again, / still. This time taking on anarchists who argue for LLMs and LIMs being some kind of positive. Quote, calculators don't work to replace human connection. They don't generate an endless stream of Zionist propaganda. They don't shred entire libraries of books and rip off creative works to sell them back to us without giving credit or remuneration. They don't manufacture synthetic, manipulative, dopamine-delivering personalities to make people dependent on an ecologically devastating product. They don't talk impressionable kids into doing self-harm. They don't work to become the interface through which we experience everything, replacing free will with predictive algorithms designed to strip us of the capacity for critical thinking. They don't rewire our brains so we don't resist capital's capture of our attention, our labor, our relationships, and ultimately our lives. Unquote. Basic, but apparently too many people need these basics. Blessings on those who waft into the silos and attempt cross-pollination. May their patience be nicely rewarded.
Obituaries. Ron Marsden, a veteran of class struggle anarchism in the UK, has died. From anarchistcommunism.org. Quote, another ACG member remarks, I knew Ron personally from my time at Manchester Solfed. I'm sure people might have known other sides of Ron, too, but the Ron I knew was a kind, militant anarchist till his late age, and an inspiration for younger members who were fortunate to have known him. He really never stopped fighting for what he believed in. He will be missed. Unquote.
Goodbye, Nikola Shterjov. From Balkan Anarchist Book Fair's Facebook page. Very little information about this person. Mostly fond words and a history of him going to the book fair. Condolences to those who miss him.
Audio and video. Engels Didn't Get It. From Andrewism on YouTube. 15 minutes. Using the lens of the essay by Engels entitled On Authority, to talk about what we're doing when we use different words, how to define anarchist jargon like authority, since normal words can become jargon when loaded with meanings by specific groups, and the usefulness of jargon, though that is not how Andrewism puts it. Another 101 for the 101 gods.
You know, some people like Engels, but I like bagels.
Oh,
I thought that, and I couldn't prevent myself from saying it. It made me laugh inside while you were reading.
This is Chichi.
And Donnie fucking don't.
And the topic of the week is, what makes a good topic of the week, in your humble opinion? Posted on A News on August 23rd, 2026.
Topic of the week. I personally don't take explicit participation in topic of the week threads as a sign of either success or failure. There have been too many thoughtful and provocative topics raised over the years, topics that got little to no engagement, and by too many people to think that explicit, written responses are the best, much less only, measure of success. That's not even talking about other writings, like thread posts here, on other forums like antipolitics.net, long may it linger, etc. But of course it's nice when a topic gets a conversation started here, where we can learn more about what we, singly and sometimes together, agree on and disagree on, and how to talk about it and how not to talk about it. That last has many examples, obviously, but still. And why some of us do things and or don't do things. So in the interest of having us think about why we do or don't do things, what is your thought of what makes a good topic of the week? And for extra thinking, what makes a good post? Do you like a pithy, short question, open to interpretation so you can take it where you want? Do you like a fleshed-out question, more likely to lead you to a place you might not have gotten to on your own? Do you not care what the comment thread includes and just want to hear what the podcast conversants have to say about it? Is it more fun to respond to something when you're clear about what you think or when you're trying to figure something out? What causes you to actually imagine or ponder how something would or has happened in your life, i.e. to apply it to your own experience?
Okay, That's, as the image say, that's a hard one. That's a tough one. It is, I think it's tough just because it's what makes a good topic of the week. Varies for person to person. I think it does, like, what you're looking for on it makes a difference. I've told here many times people are tired to hear about that, how much I dislike online interactions. That said, what I like about the topic of the week is that it does, I think it provokes, or it tries to provoke more a conversation than the other posts. You know, the other posts, of course, there's the comment section, but they are, I think they are more like informative, and yeah, people can talk, but they are not explicitly there to start a conversation. So I do think that what is good, not what makes a topic of the week good, but what is good in the topic of the week itself is that it's a call for a conversation. So it's kind of a way of getting people out of what they are usually in, you know, like their thought bubbles and all that, and maybe make them think like something that they were not even interested in, but you know, sometimes starting thinking about something that you think is dumb brings you to different places, not because the text itself was good, but it just can bring you to places that you were not before. I think the person kind of writes it a little on the post. And I don't know, what about you? What do you think makes a good topic of the week, or just makes the topic of the week good?
Well, there's good topics and good threads. I find the writing format on the page, unfortunately, hard for me to engage with. I don't need, like, transparency as to who one is talking to, but some sort of, like, semi-persistent identity for at least, like, the duration of a conversation is important to me. So that I can tell whether the same person is responding, you know?
Yeah.
The just, like, anonymous thing.
Yeah, it could be, like, the first person who posts is anonymous one. If the problem is that, yeah, you're tracking it. Yeah, online is complicated.
Yeah, no, it is, for sure. So that part of it is difficult for me. Also, just, like, the nature of a lot of the comments. In that, like, I am a person who does get very serious very fast in conversations. And so if there's, like, half a dozen people just, like, fucking around in a row, I'm like, well, this conversation is run its course, I guess, and I'm off to the next thing.
Yeah, I'm with that. I kind of in the same, like, I don't, it's not my sense of humor, like the, because this is something that I find funny, like making silly comments or comments that takes you nowhere. Like when you're in person, I already don't love like the online conversation. And when it's just that, like I'm.
Yeah.
Yeah. You lost me on the first. Yeah.
Well, I also just like I want a proper punchline. I think. A lot of people think that humor is just like saying something that's like derailing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so that's, I mean, that's the nature of the online thing. As far as like topics I like chewing on, you know, I'm not a very theoretical person, so I really like stuff with nuts and bolts implications.
What it means, nuts and bolts implications.
Like, I like discussions about, like, how we or some anarchists, like, engage with different, like, societal mechanisms or issues depending on what we want out of those things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or, like, looking at case studies in the past and thinking about how, like, the circumstances are the same or different now, and in what ways they're the same, and what ways they're different, and how the way things turned out before related to how things were then. And so if we're looking for similar or different results now, what things are the same or different now, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've definitely... anarchism has never... been that much of like a personal, like emotional, intellectual journey for me the way I feel like it is for some people, you know, where it sits in place of like Buddhism or Taoism or just like the way that they, you know, conceive of this, that, and the other thing. Like it's always been for me, like, a series of projects, and goals. And so, like, what are the best avenues, you know, towards, dismantling the state, or, like, and what does that look like, and, you know, where, what parts do you take apart first in order to, like, not exacerbate this, that, or the other thing, and, or, like, if, like, the thing we're trying to do is, like, get our neighbors on board, like, what gets one's neighbors on board? Is it just, like, being on friendly, good terms with them, or is it like material relationships with them? You know, is it addressing their current needs, or is it finding the thing they're angry about? You know, things, and right, and then like, what is it that they would join us in doing, you know? And how do you, like, do people become willing to do things, or are you looking for people who are willing to do things already? Like that sort of thing, you know, are the conversations I'm usually interested in having.
Yeah, I don't know if it's the kind of thing that I can disagree with you, because it's your take on it.
Sure.
But I do disagree a little bit. You're reading about saying like this is sometimes like just some kind of Buddhism or spiritual for people. I think there is an important part of anarchism that is like having an anarchist perspective, and it has to do like with cultural changes and how you do change yourself, and that will imply on how you relate to other people, how you actually act and do things in the world, like how you treat your neighbors, how you invite them to do this or that. And I think that is like, it's a perspective. And I don't know if some people want to take it as spiritual, if you believe in spirit or whatever. But I do think that it's important to have this perspective, because otherwise, what can happen, like if we want to use a historical example, like with the USSR, like you have, I'm right now reading a historical text that is talking about that, and I'm so it's very present for me right now. And they were talking about the revolution and like how communists and anarchists were together in the revolution and all the things that they wanted from it. And because that, but there was always like, suddenly it started to get weird, you know, all the authoritarian stuff, and suddenly everyone was considered a counter-revolutionary, and then anarchists were starting to be chased, and then there is Kronstadt, and there is all that, and the excuse is always like, a revolution is to get there, like to get to our goal, that's necessary, that's how we are protecting the revolution. And the argument of the anarchists is, no, that's how you're killing the revolution, you're turning it into one more big monster state, you're not. So I do think that having like the perspective or the spiritual thing, if you want, that is super important. I'm going so sideways, but fuck it. But because I think maybe that's one thing that for me makes a good topic of the week, how you can bring the anarchist perspective, that when you bring the anarchist perspective to like for people to discuss or to have a conversation or to try to think of their own, like how are they seeing the world? And like one example, like how you deal with hard situations, not in a punitive way, in an authoritarian way, you know, I think this is important. And I don't separate like the way you invite your neighbors to come be part of your life. I don't think they need to be anarchists, but how I'm going to, like, the way I'm bringing them in, the way that I'm talking to people, it is from an anarchist perspective, or at least I'm trying to. And of course, I'm human. I'm contradictory also, like everyone else.
Maybe I am looking at it from my own perspective, where, like, for me, like, being in my 40s at this point, I feel like I had a lot of like maybe anarchist philosophy stuff in my 20s, and have arrived at like conclusions. And those conclusions maybe change when I get new information, but until, you know, but unless there are like large, sometimes they react to like large societal shifts, you know, like I've definitely, shifted from like a a very Kaczynskian perspective when a lot of people did not see tech and class as being related to a much more class-based analysis now that, like, basically the rest of society has caught up with, like, the anti-tech analysis by and large, where, like, your average person is not optimistic, you know, about social media. They, not to say they don't engage with it, but, like, no one thinks that Facebook is connecting the world anymore. You know what I mean? And so, yeah, I feel like insofar as, like, the rest of the world caught up, and I think that, like, the intersection of tech and class are, like, very obvious to people now. And so, like, when something like when a shift like that happens, I might change my philosophy because, like, the world I'm existing in changes dramatically. But, yeah, I think as long as I'm, like, working on the same project, I don't know. I think just, like, a lot of the philosophical anarchist stuff just reads like self-help books to me, where it's like, oh, think about it. And they're like, oh, don't sweat the small stuff, or stop, you know, how to not give a fuck, you know, like all these, like there's like an egoist and like an anarcho-primitivist and this, that, and is like, you know, and oh, like rewilding your brain and all this is just like, dog, that's self-help books to me. You know what I mean? Like, none of that has...